Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. George Harris joins us, the ever irrepressible. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce. Always a pleasure to welcome to the program George Harris. He's the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine and also a chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad you came down to Southern Nevada. Weather here is nice, and we welcome you.
Well, thank
and we
you.
Hope that you spend between $500 and $1,000.
I think I'll probably get into that in line here just on the hotel rooms. Okay, so let's start out by talking about how many Democrats are running for president, and who do you think is going to make it out of the pack?
Well, it's already done. Joe will make it out of the pact, and he'll be running against the president.
Why do you think that Biden will make it out of the pack? Because it's traditionally Republicans that say it's your turn.
That's not why Joe Biden's going to make it out of the pack, Sam. Joe Biden's going to make it out of the pack because, just like the Republicans have the far right crazy nutcases, the Democrats have the far left nutcases. And most Democrats are in the middle, just like most Republicans are in the middle. And I think everybody, independents especially, are just sick and tired of all this nonsense. And that's why Joe's going to win.
And
by the way, he's got a 20-point lead, legitimately. I get to see all the polls. So his lead right now, and of course it's going to tighten up, but he'll come out.
Does age matter anymore?
No, nobody cares about your age. Look at you, Sam. You're 700 years old. Everybody still watches you.
I'm the Yoda of interviews.
You're the Yoda of interviews. That's right.
bad one done good.
The president, obviously, not going to change tack at all.
Not one iota.
Have you talked to him recently?
No. It's not like we're best friends.
No, but you certainly had a relationship with him.
I still do.
Prior to the
election. I still do. I don't have the relationship that Michael McDonald wants everybody to believe that he has, but yes, if
that was an interesting turn. You just went down that road.
If the president was in Las Vegas and we were walking by each other, he'd say, "Hi, George, how are you?"
Right. Okay. So Michael McDonald, chairman of the GOP.
Yes.
In Nevada.
Yes.
And you're not a fan.
No, that's not true. Michael's very charming, and I like Michael. Now, I've been accused by all Michael's merry men, who it's just like the movie Dumb and Dumber going down the street, that I've been disloyal to Michael. This, I'm not being disloyal to Michael. I care about what happens in our country. Now, if you look at the Nevada, the makeup of the Nevada state legislature, in the assembly, they have a veto-proof majority. And
the Democrats do.
The Democrats do, and they're ahead by one. And that strictly can be laid right at his feet because, as nice a guy as he is, he has no organizational capacity or ability, and he doesn't know how to do any complex strategic thinking, and he doesn't have anybody around him that does. I mean, Sam, this isn't just this last election cycle. We got thumped the previous election cycle.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess the last successful one was, what, 2016?
Right, and they took everything, and then they gave it all away because instead of governing with the mandate they had, they just, oh, this lobbyist doesn't want us to do this. This lobbyist doesn't want us to do that. And it's a very precarious thing right now because Nevada, if they don't get some organization here, they'll lose the state for the president. Now, is this president going to win the next election?
Which they did the last time around, too.
Which they did. But is the president going to win the next election? Yes, he will.
And the reasoning being, A, that it's so hard to unseat an incumbent president?
I get to see the same polls that you hear them talking about. And like the polls going out now, there's a Fox poll saying the president's losing by 10 points. And Sam, that might be true. He's not, but it could be true if things continue. But the fact is that this is a country of 50 states. So, you know, all these folks that are just angry because, you know, someone won the popular vote and the other guy didn't, but the other guy won the Electoral College by a landslide. This is why we have the Electoral College. Because if we didn't, nobody in the middle would ever vote. And I'm saying the middle of the United States.
Right.
It would just be New York and California.
Well, that was the smartest veto that the governor put out was to veto going with the popular vote because Nevada would be crucified in that.
Well, it's a smart veto the governor put out. And look, the governor, and I may not agree on issues, but I know the governor, and the governor's an honorable guy, and he's an honest guy, okay? And, you know, when you disagree with him, he'll punch you. But our problem as a nation is that we can't get past this just, you know, they're weaponizing politics right now.
It's been weaponized for a long time. It's pretty bad right now. Money
though,
weaponized
Sam.
Politics a long time
no,
ago.
No. I'm talking about politicians going after other politicians and each of them, each side saying, we're going to put this one in jail. We're going to do the over nonsense, over politics. And the American people, here's what's going to happen this cycle, I promise you. American people are going to fire a lot of people. And Donald Trump is not getting fired.
Well, you know, I mean, you speak as though this were something new. This isn't something new.
It is.
Politics has been vicious from day one.
Let me get out the instruction pamphlet.
I'm reading Team of Rivals right now.
For Sam Shad. Sam, when these things happen, it's new. You never heard the last two election cycles, politicians going, oh, lock her up or put him in jail or we're
going to,
even when he's no longer the president, we're going to still go after him and put him in jail.
George, first of all, back in the 1800s, in the Nevada legislature, there were knife fights and duels.
That's correct.
So we don't have knife fights and duels.
I wish we did.
But verbally.
I wish we did.
I'll write that down and put
write it down, put it in the book because it would resolve a lot of issues.
But no, I mean, politics has been a vicious, nasty game.
It is.
But let's go back to your original point, which was that you were criticizing Michael McDonald for organization of the Republican State Party. The Republican State Party has been a mess for a long time, and we can go back to a lot of leaders of the party and lay the blame at their feet. But that's been the biggest issue. Harry Reid, when he almost lost to John Anson, vowed that that was never going to happen again. He organized the Nevada State Party into a machine that continues, even though Senator Reid is no longer in office. He still controls that machine, and it's incredibly successful. The Republicans have never been able to put that together.
That's not true, but you're right. Right now, that's certainly the case.
Well, who ran the party at a time when it was so well organized?
Me.
Okay.
And that's not to be arrogant.
And I apologize. I'll take that back.
It's just that I have a great ability to organize.
I don't argue with that.
I can organize, and I know how to pick the right. You know, the gift is being able to pick the right person for the right job to go in and do things. And we don't have that ability. What we have is a bunch. First of all, we don't have any business structure at the party. I mean, and give Harry all the compliments in the world. If you want to be involved in the party, in the Democrat Party, and they're not just going to let you stand up and say, here are all my ideas. They're going to say, how much money have you donated to the party? What have you done? We have, you know, we have heavy infrastructure problems in the party. And people with the inability to manage themselves.
And, you know, that's an interesting point you raised. And I raised with Senator Reid the last time that we did an interview in D.C. Was I made the point that the Democrats had as much, if not more, money than the Republicans in their election campaigns. And he argued with me about that. But the reality is that I get to look at all the reports of how much money is being spent by both parties. The Democrats are not short of money.
No, they're not. But they want everybody to believe that. They want everybody to believe that we're just out there fighting and we can't get past these big, rich Republicans. First of all, if you take 100% of the Democrat Party and 100% of the Republican Party, they're all normal folks. They're not rich multi-gazillionaires. Rich multi-gazillionaires are people that are elected to Congress and elected to the Senate. And because no one, you know, the fact is, if you look at it from a psychological point of view, everybody, when they go to vote for someone, they want that person to be better than them. They don't want to vote for one of their contemporaries. They want who is ever running the country to be really smart and really be better than them.
I don't disagree with you on that, because I think all of us as children, when we grow up in our community, we look at the school teacher, or we look at the principal, or we look at the banker, the lawyer, and we say to ourselves, you know, that's a professional. It's only as we grow older that we realize that they are fallible as well.
And you get cynical.
But we look at politicians and we expect them to perform to a certain level. And I think Donald Trump's success in becoming president was he tapped into a vein of Republicans and Democrats who were totally dissatisfied with the results from the politicians that they had elected, and they wanted somebody that they believed could do something different and stand up for them. And to that extent, this president has done that for that group of people.
And that's why he's going to win again.
Well, let's take a break. We'll talk more when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, George Harris. So we just come out of a legislative session, mm-hmm. First session for Governor Sisolak. Your thoughts?
Well, if you want me to give him a grade from A to F, he gets an A because he totally controlled both of his houses. No one did anything unless he okayed it. Okay? And everybody knows that. And he was smart enough to veto what was really nonsensical legislation. I mean, it shouldn't have made it to the floor. Some of that stuff shouldn't have made it to the floor. I mean, the popular vote thing.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean, come on. Are we adults here? Or, you know?
Well, people don't, you know what? People don't understand what the Electoral College is all about and what it means and why it was put in place to protect states like Nevada that had low populations. And they don't understand that, number one, every broadcaster in Nevada would be out of business if the Electoral College were to go away.
Every newspaper reporter, everybody, because there would be nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
First of all, you would never get a politician to come here.
But you know, what Steve Sisolak did in this session, I believe, was blow away any discussion of the fact that if he were anywhere else but Las Vegas, that he would be, more conservative.
Do you want to talk about the liberal conservative game, which is just a waste of time? Let's have some adult supervision in this conversation.
Okay, I will leave then.
Okay, Sisolak is a business guy. Okay, when he looks through the periscope and sees a situation, he's looking at it from the prospect of, oh, I signed the front of checks for years. It's easy for people who endorse the back of their paychecks to sit and tell you how to operate everything. That's a pretty easy thing to do. When you're the person, the man or the woman on the other side signed in the front of the paychecks, let me tell you, that's tough decisions every single week to meet a payroll.
Okay.
That's tough decisions to pay rent. It's tough decisions to create jobs.
But I also had Tick Segerblum sitting here in the same chair as you a couple of hours ago. And he is thrilled with what was accomplished at the legislature, felt it was the most liberal session that we've had in decades.
And that's true, okay? But crazy legislation didn't make it through, okay? Look, the difference between the D's and the Democrats and Republicans is the Democrats will take a little chunk out and they'll wait 15 years to get a law the way they want it. Republicans, it's all or nothing. And that's why Republicans aren't doing well.
Okay, but now do you think that a schism has opened up between these two parts of the Democratic Party in the state of Nevada?
Yes.
You do?
Okay. I believe there's a humongous valley schism between the Democrat Party. Now, how do we take advantage of that?
Well, that's the big question.
Well, we're not going to take advantage of it with Michael McDonald being the chairman. and not because, look, again, I'm going to tell you this, and people are going to go, oh, you don't. I do like Michael. I don't have a problem. Michael doesn't have the capacity or the ability to manage pouring a glass of water out of a faucet, okay? These are complicated things, strategic things. Now, he's lucky because he's got Chris Carr, who's now on the Trump campaign, helping him. But what Chris doesn't understand, and Chris is trying, first of all, they're right. Here's their big argument of why Michael should be chairman, because the president likes Michael, and the president does like Michael. We all like Michael, but you don't let a drunk driver drive drunk, and you don't let people who have no, and I'm not, this sounds arrogant and it's not meant to be, but you don't let people who have no organizational skills or ability to manage people run the MGM Grand. Because when that happens, it collapses. And that's what's happened to the Republican Party.
All right.
It's collapsed.
But you go to Republican Party meetings around the state. These are the committed. These are the people that vote. But they're not necessarily the majority of Republicans in the state.
They're nowhere near the majority.
No. And how do you corral those people and appeal to mainstream Republicans as well?
Look, when you're talking about party structure, you're talking about a whole different way to organize and a whole different way to control. Harry Reid is like Stalin when it comes to the party. Okay? What do you have to offer? Really? I got 90 guys can offer the same thing. You go out and raise me $500,000, you can come back and tell me about your crazy idea. Well, on the state central committee, I believe there's like 1,200 people. On the county, on the largest county probably in the country, they probably have 400 members. That tells me there's a lot more Republicans out there that aren't participating. And this is a problem for both parties, which is voter apathy. Okay? But
And Billy V was here talking about how there are more nonpartisans being registered every day,
right,
than people who are members of the parties.
So what is that? So what should that, if you are the CEO of the MGM Grand and you find out a majority of your gamblers basically don't like you, okay? And that's what this is. The people that are, they're all registering as nonpartisans because they don't like Republicans and they don't like Democrats. They're hunting for someone that's going to move out with their idea. But the problem is voter apathy is so bad is that, you know, the crazies are running the asylum.
Well, I guess the bottom line is, and again, this is what Donald Trump appealed to when he ran for president, was that people are totally dissatisfied with both political parties.
Sam.
and they don't believe
that
they're going to get anything accomplished. And you look at the Congress, the House moves legislation, it dies in the Senate.
Okay, let's,
and that's what the public looks at.
Let's do a little think now, because you're a smart guy.
Can we take a quick break?
Quick break, and then we're going to finish this.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on the George Harris Show with Sam Shad. George,
you know, you're starting to act like a tourist. You are a tourist right now. And when I say, what I mean by that is tourists come to Vegas and they're here to have fun. So be damned with you know, correct thinking, and they do stupid things. And right now you're acting a little like a tourist.
You know, George, whenever you're on the show, I never act like a tourist. That's all I can tell you.
Let me tell you something. Donald Trump won for this reason and this reason only, okay? I know you think that he won because he went and told people, look, your 401k plans are worth like $12. You put me in charge, I'm gonna fix them. He went into the black communities and said, look, give me a shot. and the small amount of number that voted for him gave him that shot. I think, you know, do I agree with what he tweets? No. Do I agree with some of the stuff? No. But there's adult supervision there, and he's got really, really smart people.
Well, look, I certainly would not dispute in any way that the Democrats have the hardest challenge in the world because the economy is on fire and business is booming.
But the economy's on fire because of Donald Trump.
That's the point I'm making, which is that it's incredibly difficult to run against the economy because you've got to find so many other issues that are bothering people more than how much money they have in their pocket. I think the only mistake that was made by this administration at this point is that they did not promote well enough how much money people were getting back in their weekly, biweekly paychecks, because when it came to tax time, people were thinking they were going to get refunds, and they weren't, because they had gotten the money back in increments.
In the increments over the, in their check over the period
but,
of time.
But from a PR point of view, they should have made more noise about that on a weekly
Look,
basis.
We have a big problem in this country, and it's called infrastructure. And it's going to cost anywhere, whoever you listen to, between $3 trillion and $7 trillion. We have bridges that are collapsing. Okay, we get that on, then we're good for another... You're good for another 15, 20 cycles.
Okay, we've got less than a minute. I'm going to tell you this. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. The infrastructure is a problem. But here's the problem. Without immigration reform, you don't have the workers to build the infrastructure. Right now, try and hire somebody in construction in Nevada.
I agree
in
with
Reno,
that.
Elko, Las Vegas.
Are you? You no said chance. You're having Harry on. Ask Harry why the Democrat-held House of Representatives won't do anything with immigration reform.
Well,
and by the way, neither one of them have. Let's not cover this with mud. Neither party has done anything with immigration reform for 20 years.
No, actually, it really goes back to 1986 when Reagan passed the Immigration Reform Act. And the last major attempt to get this done was George W. Bush, Harry Reid, and John McCain. And then John McCain blew it up because he was running for president. That's where we have to leave it. I love you, George.
Thanks
Harris.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being
Appreciate
here.
Appreciate your time.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Our thanks to the Las Vegas Metro Chamber for hosting us. And always, you can catch all of our shows at NevadaNewsmakers.com and on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.